So we're having a pause here.
There you go. It's podding up. We're learning to pod here. Joel, these things would have gotten by.
Technology. What happened to records? God darn it.
Right.
No, you know what you could do with a record. You put it on there and drop the needle and off you go.
Been a lot of major changes.
Stuff on the computer. This is nonsense. Where's the cassettes? Did you bring the cassettes?
Yeah. Oh, newfangled cassette.
I got my 8-track. We got some 8-track music.
Not that one. It ain't one yesterday.
Really?
Not that tape.
Really? Not LaGrange.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Funk Railroad. Oh, no. Where am I going to get another
Mark's
one?
Mark's all right. We need a 20-minute song here.
I'm your captain. Yeah.
Mark Farner, man. You know.
How many times?
Years old when he wrote that.
It sounds like it today. I can't believe people still listen to Grand Funk. I saw him probably
railroad
five,
man.
You know, didn't know any better. You know, 15 years old. Let's go watch some Grand Funk.
The railroad. Heck yeah. Well, all right. Now then, this contract. I've been enjoying today.
You have?
I want to get all played some Skinner. You know, man, it's great. You know. I like that.
Play some Skinner. Right.
Heck yeah. Which all makes you go back, you know, your favorite concert. And, of course, I knew this was coming up, you know. So we'd sit around the round table. Everybody has these tales, you know. And you get to thinking about them. And you hear someone else, you know, I remember seeing them. You know, they were great, man. You know, or they were horrible. You know, you never know.
It was all good, you know. The only bad concerts for me were the ones people didn't show up at.
Well, yeah, that can happen.
And there was a lot of that.
That does happen, you know. Yeah, being a kid in there, I've been to a few of those, too. That is disconcerting.
Although,
I was at,
sometimes the backup bands are better.
I was in a great big joint one time. These people called the Hounds. Guy called me. He said, the Hounds, you got to get down here. Well, it turns out there was only he and his wife and me. We were the only people out there, you know, in this huge floor with wrought iron lawn furniture.
Really?
And these guys had flame guns and everything. And it was, I have to give them, man, they were going on this thing, but it was just the three of us out there.
Can I hear it from the crowd?
Yeah. And it was right when the hostage situation in Iran, they'd just taken the hostages.
Really?
In the 70s, late 70s.
Jimmy Carter days, yeah.
And, yeah. They had just taken those hostages, and this guy was really doing it. He was like, you know, you went out and was slamming the furniture around, and the bouncers broke out. Flame guns.
Oh, how much did you have to pay?
It was, I can't remember, but it was dirt cheap. I remember that, you know. It was like, Bill Armstrong called me. I'm like, you got to get down here. It's the Hounds.
What town?
You know? That was something else.
What town was that in?
Lubbock, Texas. That's where we're at school. Lubbock, yeah, Texas.
What happened
Tech,
to all the rest of the people? I mean, where did everybody else go?
Just something else happened. It was one of those things, you know, that just no one showed up. It was on a Wednesday or something, I don't know, in the week. But just, you never know these things. I went to one that was a true test of your mettle in Roaring Springs, Texas, which was right by Turkey, where Bob Wills is from, which is like in the middle of nowhere up on the plains. And these kids, they had a ranch, and they were going to have this big deal. And Jerry Jeff Walker, B.W. Stevenson, and Willie Nelson, and all these different Guy Clark, there were Gonzo Band. You know, it was incredible. And it's not in 75, somewhere in there. Well, Fleetwood Mac was playing in Austin that same weekend. So they had this sound people, Cisco Sound was there, and they wouldn't turn the sound on until they got paid. And they were thinking the gate was going to pay for this and it was going to be enormous. Well, roughly 50
small.
People showed
oh,
up
God.
And they wouldn't turn it on, and it was super, super hot, and they didn't tell anybody they weren't going to turn it on. So everybody drinking beer. I drank a case of beer and went to the bathroom one time. It was no kidding.
And
24 beers.
String on you
tequila.
And float you over the stage. Oh man.
Hot, man. You know, couldn't believe. And then I remember leaving, and every cop in the country showed up because all these hippie freak types down there. And these kids' mothers up at the cattle guard where you turn on the highway, don't go if you've been drinking, if there's drugs. Just don't do it. You know, and sure enough, we have this drunk girl driving, and about four cars pulled out ahead of us, and each one of them got pulled over, and they ran out of cops when they got to us. Read about the next day, you know, in Matador, it filled up about four towns, jails, you know, it was a nightmare. That was one of those. But here's another nightmare. Oh, it was B.W. Stevenson. He was great. But this, the one I was going to do here is, if you look at your Tres Hombres album, inside the first annual barn dancing barbecue, what we called, it wasn't Texas Stadium, Memorial Stadium. This is before it was Darrell Royal Stadium in Austin.
Yeah.
1974, Labor Day, and first concert I ever went to.
Really?
First concert, I was 18 years old, and we load up, and we're going to go. ZZ Top, who was not all that popular
all over,
but in Texas they were, you know, they were from Dallas, Houston types, and, you know, people that knew about them, you know, really wanted to go. And then there was Bad Company, Santana, and Joe Cocker.
On the same show?
Same show.
Whoa.
So I remember convincing my parents to let me drive.
There's a good idea.
You know, getting my, they were very skeptical.
You get some ramblers.
There's going to be barbecue, you know, and all this.
Yeah.
And there was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we go, and I guess they were anticipating 20,000 people. Well, I am told, I don't know, but over 80,000 showed up.
Easy.
Oh, it was incredible. We had this big 100-quart ice chest full of Long Star long necks, and we get up there, no glass, no nothing in the stadium. Oh, hell, you know, we back out, park, I can't even remember how far away, blazing sun. It had to have been close to 100 degrees. We get in there, and, I mean, it's a sea of humanity, shoulder to shoulder, or the floor up in there. And if you ever see the aerial view, which is in the album, I think, when you look down, I believe it. So it's like 3 in the afternoon or something when they're making human pyramids. You remember all that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm 18 years old. This is the first concert I've ever been to, and I'm like, this is incredible. This is...
I want to be a rock star.
This is something else. And the blanket toss, and of course, people are just, roasting, and the Red Cross is running around with solar cane. And back in those days, they gave you salt tablets. So people are passing out from drugs and alcohol. And the sun, and it's AstroTurf. This is the first AstroTurf I'd ever seen. Well, it catches on fire three or four different times.
Really?
Put out a cigarette in it, you know, that her joint, whatever, you know, it would just start out like polyester, you know, you know, very slowly, you know, very bad, stinky smoke. People had smoke bombs. And it's not like these nowadays, they have smoke deals that, you know, don't gag you and everything. This was smoke from some carbon.
Yeah.
You know, so finally, Joe Cocker is drunk beyond belief. He's throwing up on stage. He barfs all over, you know, and the heat stroke, you know, well, no, he was just drunker than heck. But Bad Company had Jimmy Page with him.
Really?
Jimmy Page was playing with him. And, of course, Led Zeppelin was a monster.
Yeah.
Plus, Jimmy Page. Plus, you know, so was Bad Company. Pretty good one. Then Santana. Now, okay, they run out of barbecue in about an hour. And they're out of everything. The concession stand people just walked off. Because like you say, you know, they were in no way prepared for this.
Oh, yeah.
It's 74. They didn't have a lot of these kind of things anyway, you know. But
well, you they figure just after the Woodstock off. Thing, and what a guy, well, you know, put maybe, a monster yeah, game together.
Yeah.
It's Texas, though.
It was something else. It was. And of course, everybody gets married, you know, oh, Darrell Royal, who's just an icon in Texas. Yep. Then, as even he's, you know, hushed in revered tones now, you know, but he's mad. But
why
Santana
mad?
Comes on because they tore up the stadium. Oh. They trashed the restrooms. Oh, in the first hour or two, the sinks, the commodes, everything's ripped out of the walls. There's no water. People sold their souls for a drink of water. $10 bags of ice, which is a hell of a lot of money in 1974 for, you know, a small bag of ice. And if you did get one, you were lucky to get but your life to get back to your girl. Well, I got my cousin with me. It's our first time. We'd been cautioned by all the relatives and everything. And I started to wonder if they weren't right, you know. Okay, Cocker, get up. And then about dark, it gets dark, and it gets just a hair cooler. Probably wasn't cool, but it's darn much better than it was. Santana came on, and they were fantastic. You know, that was Santana, Carlos Santana was just, that was really the prime. You remember that?
That's probably the second record came out in 73.
God, he was awesome in the band. And it was like midnight before ZZ Top came. It was way late at night, and it was getting way on weird.
And all the beer is out in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't bring it in.
Yeah.
They dang sure didn't want any glass. And this is the days before plastic waddle bottle. There's no bottles of water.
No.
They didn't have that back then, you know. It was. You just suck on an ice cube if you were lucky enough to get one, you know, for $10. So it was great. But then, you know, like driving out of there, you can imagine.
I imagine it took a week.
Oh, it was, you had to be young and strong for this thing. And that album, I don't know if it just came out or came out, but the first time I ever heard those songs, LaGrange, Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers and Master of Sparks, you know, was really good because I thought their other albums were kick-ass. You know, uh-huh. They were, you know. But this one, dang, it's still to this day, you know, is a good one. And LaGrange, you know, the brothel out in LaGrange, you know, they made a Broadway play out of that.
Little Whorehouse.
Yeah. LaGrange. Yeah, they finally had to shut it down. Everybody, with all those congressmen in Austin, could drive down there with their headlights off. You know, famous place, the Chicken Ranch. Highly famous in Texas.
This is interesting.
But anyway,
this is entertaining
song.
Radio,
that's,
boy.
There you go.
It don't get no better than this.
Let's hear LaGrange, man. You know? I still.
If you want us to do this more often, we'd be happy to make a pledge.
Which does make your pledge. Get on down here.
All right, we're going to crank this up.
Find this kind of thing.
That is the best LaGrange tune I ever heard in my whole life. He said, just hit the button there where it says play. You'll be able to do it.
We were learning pod deal. Oh, there we go.
Got a lot of pretty girls down there.
In that Texas town, by the shack outside LaGrange. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm
jump the gun. Oh, jump the gun. How does it do that?
All right. We're learning.
Yeah.
Getting better.
And slow.
I think. But yeah.
Yeah.
Really, still a kick ass to them. That good. They were
used excellent. To play a lot of broomsticks. I'd play the broomstick.
Broomstick. Huh? Yeah. Shake dust my broom.
Put the gold sunglasses on and.
Heck yeah. Yep. The broom and the whatever
you. So did you make it home? Did you lie to the folks and everything?
Oh, you know.
We had a good time.
They heard about it. They heard about it. Oh, yeah. You know, this is Texas. Oh, yeah. They heard about it.
80,000 people show up. They're ripping up the stadium.
Oh, yeah. And they had. ZZ Top didn't play in Austin for like 20 years after that.
Really?
Daryl Royal is major ET, the coach of the football team. And they just destroyed that stadium. And he got mad.
And you were part of it.
Well, I was there. You know, the guy that mattered the least, because you had that blanket toss in the human pyramids. I just figured someone was going to get killed. You know, I was 18 years old. I had no idea.
Were you in the blanket toss?
No.
Did you want
to
join?
Close to it, though. Yeah, I thought about it, and then I got up there and was like, nah, you know, better not. I could be killed.
I could be
killed. I weighed about 155 pounds. You know, I was real skinny. It would have killed
That's
me.
That's that little voice that comes through and tells
Some
you, you know?
Some people did fly off, you know
not
what I mean?
Good
it
idea.
Was stuff, you know. Oh, and the Red Cross, you know. They were there. People broke some arms and legs and lots of heat stroke, man. It was...
I was on the Red Cross patrol for a Fleetwood Mac show in the late 70s sometime. Oh, it was horrifying. It was 85 degrees outside, and there were people dropping like flies all day long instead of sitting there listening to the Fleetwood Mac show, you know, which well, they were playing kind of in the background, but all I was doing was picking
older.
People Yeah, this is a nice pop band. Oh, yeah.
It was after down, solar
they went to the dark side. You know, Fleetwood Mac started out great. They started out as a great blues rock band, and then all of a sudden they just decided, hey, let's go make a lot of money.
Boy, they did change personnel and venues
all
five
the
or
time.
Six times, didn't
this
they?
This one marries this one, and this one marries the other one, and then they write songs about
it. Yeah, and then,
it,
you know, she was on the path to happiness, but alas, it was not to happen.
Not to happen.
Her addiction. Scripted painkillers, you know, some things.
Yeah,
Everything
well.
Was going so well when suddenly.
After you know, rehab, they're fine.
She's back better than ever. You know,
just get another little
doing it
milk
her milk. Way. All
I
right.
Did it, Mom. There you go, Frank Sinatra.
Which is on my venue, too.
Didn't you see Frank?
I did. I saw Frank Sinatra. Now that, you know, I went to Texas Tech, you know, so big university, you know, I saw lots and lots of bands, went to a lot of concerts, you know, really great rock and roll. Imagine. I'll be there. Well, we're just going to let that play.
Was that, like, spooky?
I'm not sure. I don't
spooky.
Know. That was, yeah, I picked it on my phone. You know, it was just catchy.
Who's it tied to? You're going to toss that thing
I'm
out
really
the back
sure,
here.
You know.
Bill's getting a phone call right now.
The cell phone's a new deal. My pager, it was finally, the pager service just left town. Wasn't pretty.
You were it.
That was, yeah.
You were it, dude.
I was down to me and this other guy, and he wasn't paying his bill. So, you know. But,
you know.
Yeah. But anyway, Frank Sinatra, my ex-father-in-law was a professional gambler, so he had all these junket trees. He went once a month. He had to gamble a lot, you know. So he had all these comped things. I saw all kinds of cool fights and stuff. He'd take me with him once in a while, not a lot, but I saw Frank Sinatra. And Dean Martin and somebody else was on there. Sammy Davis Jr. was dead. Hell, Frank was 80, something like that.
Wow.
You know, it's the first really cool thing like that I'd ever been to. You had a two-drink deal. You sat at these tables, wore a suit. You know, we all had suits on. And nice, about halfway dinner. And we listened to Dean Martin, who was really cool.
Yeah.
Really good. These are showmen. You know, I had no idea. These guys were so cool. And Frank Sinatra comes out, and he's about 5 foot tall. He's pretty short. He's got a tux on. And the band he had, I was telling you the other day, you know, I mean, it was awesome. This band, his orchestra, was incredible. They were so, I had no idea that kind of music was that really good when you're listening to it. And here he comes out, and this guy has tremendous charisma anyway, and he's 80 years old. But he comes out, and I mean, every woman in the place.
Melted.
old ones, young ones, all of them, you know. I mean, that guy, something else, you know. But I had that. I have a song here. I picked was the first one he came out, you know, and sang, you know, "You're the Sunshine of My Life," you know.
That's an amazing, weird tune for him to sing.
You know what he does, though, when he points out there at some woman.
Yeah,
and they
right,
just,
and they just... I'm going to buy every record you
dang,
ever made.
You know, yeah. You are the sunshine. It was something else. I had never been to see anything like that in my life. You know, with a really quality show. That was, you know.
Is this like a nightclub too?
It was one of the big casinos. It was MGM, one of those really big ones.
I've never been to one of those.
It was great show. You know, they have people like that every night. You see Frank, you know. Smothers Brothers.
You know, Wayne Newton's playing there for 12 years. You know, you think, really?
Longer than that, man. Wayne Newton's been there.
But people who go there say, you know, this was great.
Oh, it was.
Amazing.
It was good. That other guy, Neil Diamond, which, you know, I just really am not. There are two kinds of people in the world, those that like Neil Diamond, those that don't. I'm one of those that doesn't.
Heck of a show, man.
It was a tremendous show, I have to say.
I got to see a Neil Diamond tribute show. A few years ago in Colorado, it was horrifying. There's all these 60 and 70 year olds up dancing and doing things that you really
love.
And the guy playing them, you know, had the same gig going, except he was like Frank, you know. This guy was like 5 foot tall. And his shirt's wide open all the way down to his navel, and he's got all this
gold jewelry
stuff hanging.
Mexican $100 gold piece.
Oh, Sherry, what is that? What is that? The song they sing for the Boston Red Sox. You know? They got that thing going. People went nuts. Now I'm going to have to think of it.
Good grief. All right. What's your smack, man? You want to hear some prank? No, I ain't.
Now we're back into ZZ Top still.
Oh,
huh?
You want to stay on? Yeah. Now then, the other song, LeGrand is such a kick-ass tune, man. And seeing it live there for the first time I ever heard it. And then Beer Drinkers and Hell Raiders. Now, every redneck in the world loves this song. Do I have Master of Sparks on there?
Nope.
Billy Gibson has the title of Master of Sparks in Houston, Texas, on what they call Jackrabbit Road, Route 6. Goes down to Galveston. These guys used to, in the 70s, would take and weld a bunch of steel tubing out of the oil field pipe, and you would make this round ball, and you put a Volkswagen seat in the very middle of it. Now, this is the days before shoulder harnesses and all that.
Yeah.
You strap yourself in there, and you put it in the back of a pickup, and you get up to 60 miles an hour down, you know, down the highway, and you push that thing out. Now, it hits and sparks just envelop the thing. Every now and one comes loose, kills everybody old enough
to die.
That's
amazing that
man,
the human
you know?
Race has actually existed.
If you did this, you were called the Master of Sparks. And several people got this dubious title, but Billy Gibson's one of them. That's where they weren't so popular, but that story was just legend. Oh, yeah, that great kick-ass guitar player. Hell yeah, he's a Master of Sparks. Wow. Only that is
man,
a damn
you are
fool,
a
man.
You know, you are a fountain of knowledge.
But anyway, you know, Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers.
So they played this one, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is a kick tune. I love
it. All right, we'll crank
I listen to these. Just Got Paid and a couple others. These are standard tunes for me.
Now it begins to make sense about what goes through your head when I see you driving down the road.
Yeah, there you go.
It ain't camera seat.
Uh-huh.
We got a lot of nice pretty girls right there.
Thank you.
Man, this is bringing back some memories there,
Doesn't
Billy.
Doesn't
it just? Yes, it sure do.
Well, you don't like this concert. Bad Company was real popular. And then, of course, like I say, they had Jimmy Page,
yeah.
Jimmy Page playing with them, which Zeppelin was a monster, you know. So they were really good, too, though. You know, they were. So
this was just like cruising for the summer, looking for something to do, playing with.
I don't know. You know,
he just
showed
up. I had
no idea he was with them. You know, I don't know if he just showed up, but I didn't know because I was, you know, man.
Yeah, well, you couldn't, like, tell him not to play.
You know, we don't want him.
He'd come jump on
the
stage.
Well, you know, they booed old Cocker off the stage, man. They did. He was throwing up, puking. He could barely walk, you know, and everybody, boo. I heard his name.
Everybody got those stories, though, you know. I've seen lots of shows with lots of artists who got into that shape. I mean, you know, that's kind of a brutal life.
Oh, yeah.
Running around drinking all the time, chasing women.
Well, I told you.
Playing music.
Buck Owens. We go to see Buck Owens and the Buckaroos.
And the Buckaroos.
And the Buckaroos played a few songs. They were really good. And I guess they brought Buck out, and he had that red, white, and blue guitar, and he comes out, and he looked a little woozy, but he just wanted to hit the, you know, I've got a tie. And then his eyes rolled back in his head, and he rolled straight back. You know, dude, you're an exhaustive concert tour. You know,
hey, Buck was just drunker, the Buckaroos.
Drunk. Buck was plenty drunk. He was drunk.
I tell you, I was on the air. I was on the oxygen detail for Jerry Jeff. Man, that was in his contract. He had two tanks of oxygen backstage. He'd muddle his way through the first act, you know, and go in the back. Oh, boy.
Oh, you know, in the 70s and 80s, I saw Jerry Jeff no telling how many times. Texas is very huge, you know. The Los Gonzo Band, who were great. But I bet you 92.5% of the time, Jerry was darn drunk. You know? Wow.
That's how he connected with the fans, you know. I mean, that's what the music was.
Loud. You know, because, you know, people get that drunk, they just keep, you know, turn it up!
So did you ever get a chance to see Kinky Friedman?
Oh, yeah. And the Texas Jew Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I've always wanted to have been there when that was happening. That would have been awesome.
Don't puke on my blue suede shoes. He used to do some songs. Pretty nasty, most of them, I have to say. But he was funny. That guy's funny. Reading his books.
Oh, his books are awesome.
Art, right?
Take the key, put the key on the deal, throw it out the window.
His cat.
They are awesome mysteries.
He's a crap in his slippers all the time. <It's> like, oh, they're great. You know, and in Utopia, Texas, where he lives, he has an animal rescue ranch. Strict vegetarian, smokes some bacon cigars. But my daughter-in-law used to work in the bar. She was a bartender there where he goes to drink a beer occasionally. Said he wasn't all that friendly, really. He had a column in Texas Monthly that was just a classic. It was great. And then he ran for governor. He ran for governor. Vote Kinky Friedman. Why the hell not? He was a lot of fun.
I mean, if Minnesota got Jesse Ventura, you could have at least got Kinky.
Try Kinky Friedman. That's right,
Don't leave it.
You know, people too, you know, in politics. Texas, you just, well, I think it's a great idea and all that. Oh, for crying out loud, Bill, you know what? That silly
goose.
You know, why not? We had these other people, that was okay. You know, we all survived. You know, Best Biscuits Pappy.
Yeah, well, here we are raising money.
All right, that's right.
That's right.
Come on down here with your donation. You know, really.
Come on down.
Get your fine self down to KMXD.
I know you may not have a choice story to these stories, but But everybody got stories.
Everyone has a tale. That's no joke. You know,
if you can remember them. Yeah. You can relate them at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right, you know, but
we'll let you.
Yeah, we need it. You know, do need the money, but it's getting tighter all the time. But what would you do without KMXT Public Radio? Think about it. You know, if you're listening to it now,
sitting home gardening.
Well,
you know,
there you go.
If I didn't have a job,
I wouldn't. I live in an apartment. For that very reason. You know, yeah, if you have a 15-year-old kid, then you can have a yard.
I'm telling you, that's
great.
If
you don't, you know, it's time to tar and rock that unit. But get an apartment.
It is a conversation we've been
having. Your dishwasher's messed up. You know, call downstairs.
The value of rental property.
There you go. Absolutely.
Jimmy, come on over and fix it.
That's right. I'm not sure. It's not functioning properly.
So do you still go to shows?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I'm very selective. I'm very selective now. But there's so many good ones. You know, there's great stuff. And I went to Texas for 3 weeks last October. And, you know, I'd forgotten in Austin, you know, I mean, there's lots of young deals, but there's always something you want to go see. Middle of the, you know, week.
It's amazing.
It's live music capital of the world. You know, Poco, you know, dang, I used to really like it. You know,
they put out a new record really like good. Last
they're
year.
Great,
yeah.
You know, there's always, and just other places, people you've never heard of. Really good ones, you know. I was there over at the side of the old Armadillo, which is Threadgill's, the Nighthawk. But the Armadillo's gone, has been since the 70s. But, you know, they have a beer garden. They still have
How
a beer
can
garden.
How you go home to the Armadillo if it ain't there?
There's still Armadillos all over Threadgill's. It's pretty cool. Janis Joplin got her start there. That's legend. I don't know. Probably true, though. But she was a waitress there. And,
at Threadgill's?
Jimmy Threadgill's, yeah. Jimmy Eddie. Eddie White, Eddie Wilson. Eddie Wilson owned it back then. And he brought that about. They're real good food. It's great food. And they still have the beer garden. But, you know, I saw two bands out there that I couldn't remember the name, but they were awesome. They were great. You know, it's
well,
great
that's
place,
the Mecca.
You know,
if you're, you know, they're for lots of people, they're still they're going to Nashville or they're going to Austin.
There you go, Austin, Texas. But, you know, they're still, I well, still like to go.
Yeah.
I kind of swore off for a while. I was at a ZZ Top concert. It was really crowded. I was down on the floor. A guy got stabbed back behind me. It was one of those where we're just shoulder to shoulder and you couldn't move. This guy screams and bleeds. Oh, terrible. You know, it was all drawing a bad element. You know, so I'm rash. No more concerts. Doobie Brothers came to town. Oh, I didn't know the Doobie Brothers had become Lubbock. I was married, you know. So we got a keg and we're all there at the house. And we go over there. I'm like first in line. You go around this big old. When you go into a coliseum like that, you know, you go around and then you spill out into the floor. This is the first concert I ever went to. They sold beer. And so I stop at the JC's beer stand, you know, and I get these two big plastic cups of beer. And I'm walking and I go and everybody's behind me. I walk out onto the floor and it's just now starting to get people in there. I'm among the first people in the still Doobie Brothers. I want to get up front. So, this guy with a straw cowboy hat, crunched up,
yeah.
Locks eyes with me across the floor, probably 25, 30 yards off out there, and he's locked eyes with me, and I'm like, well, you know, wonder what's up with him, and he just starts for me. And my wife and all the people I'm with, you know, they start peeling back behind me, you know, these wimps.
This
know.
Is one of them Chuck I'm, Norris
I'm,
movies.
You know, yeah, and I'm looking around, boy, he's got it on for somebody here, none of you. Looking around, then, wow, and about me to you right there. Well, it's me, you know, so there goes this guy and her duking it out there on the floor. Cops show up, hauled
really?
Us out. Yeah, but you know what? This cop gets me, and he gets to the door going, spilling out in there, and the second wave of people hit. So I just disappeared into a sea of humanity. He was mad, you know, yelling, but... And then I get out there and I rejoin these folks out there. You know, yeah, thanks for helping me out down here. To this day, I have no idea. Maybe I cut him off in traffic or something. You know, I don't know. You know, but total stranger, one of those things, you know, and I mean, this may,
but
I mean, I'm not
you still
like
got to
warlike,
see the show.
You know, once again, oh, yeah, it was the Doobie Brothers. Yeah. I wouldn't have missed that for. Oh, that was close. I love
Doobie Brothers.
Unless
you were in the Hoos Cow.
Yeah, well, right. You know, jail would have been.
Sitting out in the paddy wagon in the parking lot while they're doing,
yeah,
boy, this is a great show.
Church, you know, cop telling you, you should have been there.
Yeah, it was real good.
I gave it a shot.
Thanks for the beer.
This day, I have no idea, you know, what that guy, maybe mistaken identity, surely.
Well, maybe in the afterlife, you'll have a chance to sit down and talk.
You're
to
that guy.
You know. Wait, you with the crinkly hat, dude. That was the days of those old straw cowboy
hats. Yeah,
straw deal. Everybody wore those
the
cowboy
pseudo
hats.
Deal, you know, you crunch it up like that and bend it down.
Yeah,
yeah.
I live on a ranch.
That guy, man.
I live on a ranch.
There you go. Bale of hay in the back of the truck. Yeah. Big hat, lots of cattle. Yeah, you know it. But, all right. Well, anyway, let's do a Bad Company tune just in honor of that. Bad Company.
Man,
That ain't it.
I don't know what this thing is.
All right, we're...
All right.
Okay.
Now we got it. Totally. Bad Company, so here's your Bad Company story.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
So did you have a gap, too? I mean, did you, like, go to shows in the 70s, the 80s, and then all of a sudden, boom, you don't go anymore?
Yeah.
Hardly,
oh, yeah.
But once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, every now and then, you know, you'd just, or there'd be something happening, you know, Hank Williams Jr. would be awesome where she'd go see that, and it, you know. But, yeah, no more big shows, you know, and everything.
Well, after people get stabbed, you know, they kind of put
you're going to get in there, you know. Fire bombs.
Big shows.
When the wife, we had our first kid, and it was time for that first trip away from the kid to start weaning them. You know, and there's that time you got to take your wife out somewhere away from the kid and away from, you know, everything. You do. I read about it in all those books. You're a daddy now, you know. Trying to do the right thing. Man.
Look, son,
you know?
I'm doing this for you.
That's right.
More than I am
We're
for me.
We're all going to be better off. Well, I'm probably what, I don't know, this wasn't that long ago. I was probably about 35 years old. Well, San Antonio was the close big town. So we went to see ZZ Top, and that Legs album had just come out. And so I'm going to go see ZZ Top, but we're going to set up in the stands. So we go to the place, same place the Spurs play, which is enormous.
The Alamo Dome.
We're up halfway up these stairs, you know, on the seats, bleachers. And I have my cousin Jimmy and his girlfriend, my wife and I. And, oh, that's going to be. I'm watching people chunking long neck beer bottles from up there down onto the floor. And the people are like, you know, ants down there like that. And you'd see them, the bottle tumbling slowly.
Great.
And then you'd see the people go, because they're all watching. Then you'd see this big parting down there. And so I'm thinking, this is just awful. You know, and then the guys with the Roman candles up behind us, you know,
yeah,
start showering us down with blue and red and green sparks and flame, you know. And there's ZZ Top, tiny little figures, and they'd grown those beards, you know, those fuzzy guitars. She got a legs. You know, that was, boy, that was an adventure.
You are
right
not,
there.
You are not a spokesman for somebody wanting to convince their mom and dad that they should go to this arena.
You ain't kidding there. You know, yeah, arena rock. You know, yeah.
There's a good idea.
Shea Stadium.
Look.
Those things. The, yeah.
You know,
like I my wife was sure impressed, too, you know. When are we going back to Rock Springs?
Honey,
I don't figure we go.
The weaning's over. You're going to be
child,
weaned.
You know, she wanted to get out of there, but I don't blame her. But it was kind of a bust. That's one where you start learning, you know, this is not the you're older now, Bill. You know, if you go to something like that.
It's time for the Carpenters.
Like my mother, she goes to a Willie concert. You know, she just loved Willie. And Julio Iglesias, they came out with that album, All the Girls. So my mother's crowd, you know, she's not that much older than me. She's like 17 when I was born. But they're all going to go to a Willie concert. And my brother and I are both, Mother, you need to reconsider this. You know, it's Willie, you know, and oh, maybe he'll do that, you know, and all this stuff. She and her crew load up, and they all have bandanas, you know, lead bands and Levi's. And we told them, you know, everybody's shooting up under the stands. You know, it's going to be Willie. Crying out loud, the banditos will be there. You know, so she goes, and it's in this Coliseum or something, and she goes, oh, for crying out loud, Bill. I say, rowdy your circus crowd, you know. Like, turns out she had a good experience, but, you know.
She did.
This is my mother. Yeah, she just loved it, you know, and it's Willie. You know, so, you know. And it wasn't just the, you know, horror shows, the ones I've been to, you know, those picnics and stuff, Liberty Hill. I was at a bunch of those deals. Dang. You
know? It was bad?
Well, you know, it music good and everything, you have to be into that kind of thing, you know, of course, but. I remember my dad, he was talking to me about it, and he was like, I can't imagine what would make you want to go out there and squat in the dirt and listen to that crap, you know? I'm like, oh, that's Willie, Daddy.
Mom likes it.
Yeah, that was later on. That wasn't that long ago, you know.
Squat in the dirt.
Willie squat in the dirt. Listen to that crap.
Yeah. Pay $10.
I'm Willie.
Now you get to squat in the dirt and pay like hundreds. You know?
That's right. You know, all that's going up. You know, I think for like, it was $5 to see that. I call it Trey Sombre's company, but
five
the barn
bucks.
Dance party. It was like $5. It was a lot of money then.
You know,
then,
$5 times 30,000 people, yeah, that's a lot
74,
of money.
74, you know, was, you know, $5, you know, but now I think the last big thing I went to was the Rolling Stones before I came up here. It was like 25 years ago. It was 110 or something a piece. You know, it was, dang. It changed that deal.
It's mind-boggling sometimes when you look at what people are affording.
Man, that's wanting to go, isn't it? I know that Michael Jackson, remember when he came to Anchorage?
No.
He came to Anchorage, I think it was Anchorage. But in the newspaper, you cut out this deal and you mailed it in with your name and everything, and they would draw for you to have a chance to buy a, like, $300-$400 ticket.
Really?
That's what it cost to see him. Yeah, wow. And you didn't just get one because you ponied up the cash, you know. You had to be drawn.
Wow, yeah. It's like
random deal. Ooh, I won. It's kind of like an eBay deal, you know. I won.
They used to do the NCAA basketball tournament like that. I'm not sure if they still do, but, you know, you'd have to put your name into a drawing, and if you got the drawing, you got to go to the regions or something, but then if you got to go to the big game, you know, you get to fork out $800 or something for a seat.
There you go. Yeah.
The TV jerk's just dandy.
$800, man. I'm going to be down there with Jack Nicholson. No,
yeah.
Probably not. You know,
Kobe now.
You're up there. Yeah. You go down there with Kobe.
You'd be up there with Pee Wee Herman in the top.
Well. All right.
Mark Cohen.
Yeah. Now, here's, I was in New Orleans. It's not long before I drove up here, but in this pretty big joint, bar, restaurant deal, and, boy, this guy, what a tremendous voice, this guy. He just, him and a piano, and he had, like, a gal singing with him, I think. You know, she didn't do much of it. But I'll tell you, his voice and just the song is just so good. It was just something else. Being there was just, I still love this song. You know, I play it for my wife.
You know,
drinking beer.
It's odd. Did you ever hear of him before you went to the show?
No. No. Just some juice fella. You know, it's going to be, I don't know, cone, whatever, you know. Someone, you know, I don't know either, you know, but we're going, you know. So sat down, had a real good dinner. It was just a big joint, big bar, but then had excellent food, you know. Really good. A lot of good food in New Orleans, you know. But I remember we had, you know, crawfish sandwich things or something.
Etouffee.
I can't remember. Etouffee. And then, boulibili, you know. Yeah, you know, they have all that. You know, which, you know, Cajun food is good. It's spicy. It's not hot. You know, it's not like Mexican food, but it is spicy. But darn, it's good. But anyway, we had this fabulous meal, and this guy comes out and he did this, and then Silver Thunderbird. You heard that song?
Not that I know.
Oh, it's good. Talking about his dad, the man with the plan and the pocket comb. There's a God in heaven. He's got a Silver Thunderbird.
There's only two records I listen to quite a bit of his. So the earlier catalog, which this comes from probably, yeah. I don't know very well. But this is like the public radio connection, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I would never have heard of him before.
No.
If, you know,
yeah, you don't ever hear it.
No.
Some country music store, they did a remake, a tribute, whatever, you know, somebody does it, but it's not. It's good, and it's a great song, but you got to hear this guy.
Mark Cohen. Right. This was what year you went and saw him?
Yeah, this would probably be about 1990, 90.
Really?
91, somewhere.
No, this is way earlier than
yeah, it would be. When did I come to him?
No, what I'm saying is, I had no idea he'd been making music that long.
Oh, yeah. 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 This was probably, I'd say 90. It was the spill year.
I'm thinking, you know? Like Lori Seeby grabbed a Mark Cohen record one time and said, "You got to listen to this. This is awesome."
Yeah.
I'd never heard of him before.
It is. You know.
There you go.
Something tremendous voice.
Security, they did not see him. They just hovered around. They've got gospel in the air. River and Green, be glad to see you. When you haven't got a prayer, but boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. And they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking. Down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
That good? Boy, that guy, that's the way he sounds. Tremendous voice. And what a song about Elvis.
Well, you know.
Hip-shake a devil from Tupelo.
15 years ago. You know, it sounds like when I first heard it 15 years ago, but I didn't know who did it.
Yeah.
Mark. Had no idea.
Yeah. That other one, Silver, there's a lot of good songs. He's something else. He's a little reclusive, I guess, something, you know, because he's not a common, you know, you just don't. You don't hear it on the radio. Some country guy did a remake of that. You know, that's
well. You know, when is it that
somebody out of Fairly Lane?
Kind of. I mean, I put him in the same category as like Billy Joel and Bruce Hornsby. You know?
Well, you mentioned that Bruce Hornsby. His piano playing does sound like Bruce Hornsby, doesn't it?
And then big, but he jumped into other bands. You know, so he played with the Dead and played with whoever it was. Oh yeah. He played with Dead for
Grateful Dead.
A few years.
Armadillo World Headquarters. I saw the Grateful Dead. It was pretty good. They were good. You know, yeah, they were a great band.
They were an awesome band. It was a
boy, howdy.
Every show was. I mean, I saw three times. I wasn't a Deadhead, you know, but whenever it was available, it was there. When it was 5 or 6 or 7 hours of nonstop fun.
All the Deadheads were there. Yeah, you know, people follow it. You know, there were some strange people there, but they were a great band. You know, they were. Grateful Dead. Trucking.
Got my chips cashed.
Reds, vitamin C, and cocaine. Casey Jones.
This is my kind of band.
There you go, man. Yeah, they were great. Well, let's see. We're about out of time.
Yeah, so we're going to go out with your...
bring your dollars.
You're going to go out with the 80-year-old.
Yep. And Frank Sinatra, like I said, as the first really high, you know, quality. I had no idea that music was that good. You know, I remember my parents, my dad didn't like Frank Sinatra. He's a mobster, you know, something, who knows. But my mother, you know, did. So I'd heard, you know, I had no idea it was that good in live in person, you know. Because he was a showman, you know, and that band, that orchestra, it's not a band, you know. They were tremendous, man.
I can't say I've seen anybody's quite of the, you know, of that stature. You know, that would be like...
Yeah. Oh, and those here, Nancy Sinatra, his daughter, you know, the boots were made. Remember that? That was
how could you
monster
forget?
Well, you know, come that was, yeah, really, that I was a teenager then. You know, that was dang.
And little Frankie Jr.
Go-go boots. Yeah.
He even had a sort of a career for a little bit.
Yeah. Roman candle, something, I don't know. But not like the old man, you know.
So there's a mix for you. You got kind of a punk rocker Bad Company and ZZ Top.
It's eclectic.
And I bet if we gave you another hour, you'd probably come in here.
Oh, you know, you can't. Love music. You know, I can just play it all day long. Oh, what about this? I'll bet you never looking here.
Well, that's the beauty of this. I mean, this makes you remember all the stuff that
you forgot.
Oh, it
does, doesn't it? You know, it's like that My
Yeah,
Five.
I did that,
man,
too.
I came up with about 55. You know, yeah, I did. You know, it's going, well, that's what
I'm going to cut it down. Forget it.
Song about me, man. You know, speaking of me.
Songs about you. That'd be a good take on
there
the deal.
There you go, yeah. Yeah.
Give us 5 songs that make you remember Bill Bissett.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. It's doing it again. God. All right, we're going to have to get a professional in here.
Michael
is he going to do it again?
On the moon,
no,
the mixer.
There it is. All right.
There you go.
Yeah. Bill Bissett swooning.
Yeah, you go.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning. Though I've loved you for 1 million years, if I thought our love was ending, I'd find myself drowning in my own tears. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart. You must have known that I was lonely, because you came to my rescue. And I know that this must be heaven. How could so much love be inside of you? You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart. 'Cause you are the sunshine. Light my fire, light my fire, light my fire.
Really?
From Light My Fire.
Light My Fire.
All right, come here
on,
we
baby,
go.
Light My Fire.
Our work is done here, Tonto.
It is.
It's what? Ah,
until
it was really
we come
fun.
Again.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. We got Marissa coming up, I hear. All right.
I know. Unfortunately, we recorded this thing, you know, so we're actually going to be able to go back in and relive some of these experiences and see what was real and what was memorable.
13-floor elevators and the walking sidewalks, moving sidewalks.
Did you really tell a story about that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah. All those psychedelic bands back then, yeah. Remember, It's a Beautiful Day?
I don't remember anything.
They were great. They were great. But anyway,
love that
we got to get.
Saw them in DeKalb, right. Illinois.
Ready?
Yep.
White Bird.
White Bird.
Wasn't that just, oh, yeah.
The golden cage. On a winter's day in the rain.
Smoked a lot of getting marijuana. Listen to that one.
I didn't ever do that.
Known. Well,
I
Never inhaled.
I'm in the Bill Clinton camp.
There you go. I never inhaled. All right. Anyway, thoroughly enjoyed it, Mike. Everybody get down here. Support your local radio station.
Come on in here and see if you can one-up it. One-up the Bill Bissett story.
Well, yeah.
That's what the whole thing is. You're going to come in and do it, aren't you?
You're
going to one-up it?
One of my favorite people right there. All right. Sport Girls Volleyball. Right, let's get that in there. All right. I'm going to catch you kids later.